everybody. Welcome to Rundown 5 Up. I'm Joe.
You're not hosting anymore.
I'm always hosting. We're co-hosting.
I know.
Co-hosting. So I can host whenever I want to.
All right, fine. Then do the intro.
I just did.
What'd you say?
This is Rundown 5 Up. My name is Joe. And we're actually here today with someone special. Her name is Kate, and she actually works at our Baker American Cycle Store.
Hey, Kate. As you know, I'm happy. And this would be...
Kyle.
Right.
As you know, all of us already. But welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're just wanting to bring you on, get a woman's perspective on riding motorcycles, working in the power sports industry, what you've noticed up here being at Baker American Cycles with the, how would you say, the power sport industry's lack of product being pushed out. We just want to get some more things.
We want to get a woman's perspective.
A woman's perspective.
A woman's perspective.
Because it's right.
Well, I was born. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, where do you guys want me to start? Whose podcast, whose idea was this first?
The whole podcast? Yeah. Or you?
It was me.
It was you.
It was me.
Okay. Yeah,
it was Happiest.
Yeah.
So you are the actual host and he's the co-host.
Yeah, he's actually.
I don't know what kind of value, you know.
Yeah.
In this one universe,
he can actually say he's in charge.
Okay.
Yep.
So, I mean, and it was my idea to bring you on the show. Joe kind of encouraged you to do it because you guys work a lot more. You guys talk more on the phone just between GM.
No, not really. No, never.
Usually when I text Joe, he just leaves me on red for like 2 weeks and then texts me back when he needs a password or something.
Oh, hey. So. What's that password?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. I just always see Joe on the phone. I just thought Joe was always there talking about me. Is it really just Kim all the time?
I guess so. It's not Kate, apparently.
Well, obviously not, but I mean, you know, okay, well. So, Kate, what's your experience? How'd you get into the power sport motorcycle industry? How do you ride? What do you ride? What's going on?
So, I started out as a receptionist at a motorcycle dealership where I'm from in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And then I worked up to finance assistant, I guess. And then all the guys there were kind of pressuring me into, they offered the basic rider course there. So all the guys there were basically pressuring me into, you know, you got to start riding a bike, you know, if you're going to work here. So,
kind of like me with Joe.
Yeah, kind of.
Is that how that happened?
No, not
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't your first bike a Scout?
It was a Scout 60.
60.
Yeah.
I mean, it's big. And no, he says all the time that no, it wasn't him. But I will definitely say that no, I would come buy bikes from him. And I would be like, why don't you ride? And he goes, why? I was like, because you're a freaking GM of a damn motorcycle dealership. How do you not ride?
Yeah, it's weird working at a power sports dealership when you don't, just because you kind of feel like you're not included, obviously,
yeah,
and
you want to
know about what you're actually, you know, trying to sell people to. So,
okay.
But yeah, all the guys pressured me to do the rider course, and both the instructors were amazing. So I did that on a little, you know, 250 Honda Rebel, got my license, and did nothing with that until I moved here and started working at Baker. And then I think it was Allen, he sold me a bike, basically.
It was Gabe's old bike, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Gabe.
It's basically how often Gabe goes through bikes.
It's actually a problem for him, right?
I guess a good problem.
I don't know. But yeah, I bought Gabe's Scout 60.
Okay.
And that was actually a really great bike to start on. I was like sitting on Sportsters and, you know, Scouts, and, you know, I'm a little biased because I work at Indian, but the Sportster was terrible. Like, hated it.
They're top heavy.
It just felt awkward. It wasn't comfortable at all. And then I sat on a Scout and it was like, oh, perfect.
So,
it was like Cinderella's glass slipper.
So me and you had the exact same first bike.
And about 250 pound like difference.
Yeah.
Did you have Gabe's Scout 60?
I didn't know.
No, he just wrote Gabe. I mean,
we're all just passing around this game. Scout 60. Yeah.
Passing around Gabe's bike.
When's my turn?
Yeah.
When's your turn?
I want to turn.
No,
Gabe's
we
bike.
Won't get on with that.
You are bypassing, going right to the chief.
I've had plenty of bikes.
Right, and then your next one's gonna be what? A chief.
A chief.
Right. Yeah. You're finally gonna come over to the Indian side.
Yeah.
I'm happy about this. This makes me happy.
You are happy.
I know, but this also makes me happy.
Okay.
What's your next bike going to be?
I actually kind of want a Bobber 20.
Those are pretty nice. I like, yeah. Of all the scouts, this is probably one of my favorite scouts.
I like once I got comfortable on the scout, I traded that in for just a 1200 Bobber. And that bike was fun as hell. I love that bike. And then I sold it, you know, because I thought I was going to get a divorce. Well, you know, I'm still going to get a divorce. But
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, yeah. You know.
Once it's finalized, I'm gonna go to, like, the Maldives or something and just, you know, take a week.
It's like a weight lifts off your shoulders once you actually get divorced. It's like, oh, I mean, I don't want to go through it again.
Where's
my wife?
Where's your yay?
Yay. Yeah.
Yay. Why is it always the kid yay?
It makes sense.
Love that.
It's really disturbing how it's always the kid yay on a divorce.
What do you want? I mean,
I don't know.
Stop talking about divorce and then maybe.
I don't have
kids.
Any kids, so.
I know.
Yeah, it's all good.
Who gets the dogs? You get all of the dogs? Okay.
How many dogs you got? Three.
Three. Dang.
So, that equals, well, I guess that equals one child, right?
I thought two was one child, but.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know. So my wife probably would think that three equals three. I mean, with five dogs, I definitely don't want. Don't ever go to five. It's just way too many. Way too much hair.
But yeah, I traded the 60, and I actually got Gabe to. I lived in an apartment off of Cliffdale at the time, and I got Gabe to ride it over because I was terrified, obviously.
Okay.
And first time I took it out, dumped it.
Oh wow.
So, but it was kind
of highway bars.
It was kind of a piece of crap. No. Well, it wasn't really a. It just kind of very gently just
rested it on the side.
Yeah.
Put it down for a nap.
But yeah, no, once I got really comfortable on that bike, I traded that in for a Bobber 1200 and moved out to Rayford, and it's just nothing but back roads out there, and it was fun as hell.
So. The Rayford roads between Rayford and Fayetteville are a lot of fun to ride.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very easy to get lost back there and not know where the hell you are, though.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun. I used to love going in the country, though, and purposely getting myself lost.
Yeah, like a woman, I don't know.
What? If you're a woman, it's not fun to get lost?
Yeah, probably not. There's always that worry of, you know, who's going to find me, you know?
Well, you got your phone on Rayford.
As long as you just don't go to Lumberton and get lost, I mean, you're okay, right?
Yeah. Or they'll steal your fucking wallet.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, she used it. That's one. You're allowed one. She used my F-bomb.
Yep.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, you're on loud. Oh. We're trying to keep this PG-13.
Yeah, you guys probably should have went over that.
I'm sorry.
Before starting.
We should have. Talked about that.
We're real, you know, real big detail people.
So typical men. It's fine.
That's it.
Okay. Well, fine.
You need to do better.
Don't you guys edit this anyways?
No.
It's straight.
Straight raw, boy.
Yeah,
Don't you listen to our podcast?
Well, I only listened to the two episodes so far, so I gotta.
There's
another podcast that I've been listening to that's. Really into that one. So
was it Which like one down four up or something?
No, it's
it's not another motorcycle podcast, is it?
No.
Okay, so
is it like Killing Husbands?
I'm kind of hurt right now.
It's called Small Town Murder, and they mix like murder and comedy into the. It's
that sounds amazing.
I figured it had murder.
Hilarious.
Okay, sounds kind of dark.
To that on the way home,
it might be something. Because
dude, you guys would actually really like that one. It's hilarious. It's two dudes. You guys would really like that.
Small Town Murder. So. Because the one I listened to another motorcycle podcast coming up here today.
What is
it? I don't want to name it because I don't want to, like,
is it orange? Bash
it. It was, what?
Is it orange?
No, it's not orange. Okay. I listened to that one too, though. But this one, it's just the most boring intro music. It's just no comedy. It's just dry as dry can be. And it's just like, oh my God.
Is it Garage
Cast? Is it for Triumph?
No, I know that one too. That's the same thing. It's like,
is it five down, one up?
No. It's like Motorcycle Life or something like that. I don't know.
Called them out.
That sounds boring.
The episode was about like what biker is. Okay, and I wanted to know. I was like, okay,
what is that?
I don't know. I never got to the freaking part. I listened to the whole damn episode and never got actually.
Oh, so they never even like really touched on the material they were supposed to. Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kind of like maybe our.
But it wasn't like in the fun banter way that we do, where we just overstep each other, especially in episode two, where it's like, okay, when we were still learning what we were doing.
Yeah.
So
we come to find out while we were just chit chatting, Kate actually wrote a paper about something that we would actually like to learn about.
Right. Okay, so the whole reason you stopped listening is because it's other podcasts.
Yeah.
And because we actually didn't get to the topic in episode two. So you didn't give us a chance.
Which was? Was motorcycle shortage.
Motorcycle shortage.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think someone tried to blame it on, like, politics or, yeah, like, Joe Biden, which, I mean, you know, whatever. but, no, it's serious logistic issues, and it's not just with Polaris and Indian. It's all across the board, Honda, Kawasaki, all of them. There's a specific part.
The chip.
Yeah, but there's a – it's called something. I forgot what it's called, but it's, like, the rubber chip that's, mm-hmm, like – all of these new bikes and new off-road units were specifically made to have this chip available, and now they're not available. Like, trade wars with China, transportation issues, tech companies, pretty much just harboring this chip and waiting to sell it at the right time. So none of these units are being able to be manufactured, and it sucks because you have so many clients who order these units, and then a couple months later, they're, you know, calling you like, dude, what is up? Like, where's my Ranger, or, you know, where's my bike? And it's like, I'm sorry.
So why aren't they making the chips right now?
It's not our fault.
Yeah, why aren't
they? Well, so they're being made, but they're not being sold.
Oh, so they're just holding on to them because they know they have the control.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Mm.
So it's a complete power control thing.
Basically, it's just a supply and demand.
Yeah, power. Whoever has the supply is able to hold the power.
Why can't we make our own chips?
Can you?
I mean, I think
I can't.
That if
hey, where'd you get your bachelor's in engineering?
I think that if I tried hard enough, I could make a chip, personally. That's okay. Just what I think.
There is plenty of chips and food line.
Well, based on you being late to everything, yeah, it'll probably be in 2026.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen like tomorrow, but I think if, you know, you give me a drafting board and some material, and I might come up
I'm
with
sorry,
a chip.
You say a drafting board?
A drafting board. Yeah, I think I need
How
one of those.
How old are you?
I think so I need one of those.
I was the old guy in this show, but you
know.
Just
bust. Acrylic paint, so yeah, just kind of
I don't know.
Paint
I think
way.
You need a drafting board. Okay. That's the first thing you start with, and then you
kind of need a lantern?
Do you have a fountain pen? Do you have? Are you drawing with a graphite pencil, yes, or a fountain pen? Yep. What are we doing here?
He's still got the quill, you know.
All right. So yeah, are you going to plan on listening to this our podcast anymore? I mean, I would
hope
so.
Yeah, what are some things that you guys are going to cover?
Well, I mean, we have a bunch of episodes out by this point.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to catch up.
We're definitely going to be talking about women riding because you're on the show. So
yeah.
At some point.
Okay, so let's get to that. What do you want to talk about? Working in the industry first or about riding?
Working in power sports as a woman definitely kind of sucks.
Does it really?
So.
Yeah. Why? I figured that everyone would buy anything. Like, we're all stupid, idiot men.
That works on majority of people, I guess. But just a lot of people just don't take you seriously, or, you know, you'll be in the middle of presenting numbers and stuff like that. Someone will be like, "Hey, do you want to go to dinner?" It's like,
wow.
I'm at work, so.
Mm. I'm just being nice to you because I get paid.
Just not the time. Someone asked me out to dinner the other day through my work email. So that was
really
that was cool. Like, was it an employee?
No.
Oh,
it was just a customer.
Client. Yeah, I'm
client. They asked me out for dinner.
Yeah, I've never been asked out for dinner.
So it's just a lot of really uncomfortable kind of interactions. But I feel like you have to work just a little bit harder.
Really?
You know,
okay.
So
I get that. Yep.
I always thought
you
it
get
was,
that?
I always thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, no, I get you saying no that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he definitely does not have to work.
I figured you'd get the men coming in here going, I'll buy whatever. I'll buy whatever.
No, yeah. I had an older guy looking at a trike, and I went up to introduce myself and ask him, you know, how he was doing. And just as soon as I, like, you know, reached my hand out, he's like, "I just want to let you know that I'm single." Like, okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank
but
you
I just wanted to be nice.
I'm just trying to sell you a Triglide. Oh. That's all I'm trying to do. So,
but at least now you can say you're single too. Like, so am I.
Separated.
Separated.
There's still some rules.
Oh, I didn't know there was rules.
So, are there really rules?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care about those rules.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well.
No. Uncomfortable silence. Anyways, so. You feel like you have to work a little bit harder? Do you have to know the product a little bit more then?
No, I think product knowledge is pretty much the same.
Okay.
But, I mean, if I don't know something, I mean, like, any employee should just go get the right information. So.
All right. What's your favorite brand then? Indian?
Yeah, all obviously. Right.
Well, I mean, you guys sell Triumph here. You guys sell, so.
Yeah, I mean, I like how some of the Triumphs look, like the Bonnevilles and stuff like that, but... I love I love a Scout. I love Scout.
You like the Triumph, the Bonneville Bobbers and stuff like that? Is that kind of what you're
leaning
towards? Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
They're not as comfortable as a Scout, though.
I think a main bike's as comfortable as a Scout. So. I mean, I think that's what I fell in love with when my first Indian is I fell in love with actually how smooth the road and how comfortable it was just to sit in. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous.
Any advice to like any woman just getting into riding, like check out a Scout. They're perfect beginner bikes. If you're like worried about the engine size between the 60 and the Bobber, it's not that much different. And that's what everybody told me when I first started riding. Like,
you might as well just go for the straights.
Just get a 1200.
Yeah.
They're perfect. They're comfortable. Put pipes on them. They're loud as hell.
There you go.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah. So, and obviously as a chick rider, you know, you get a lot more looks than the dudes do. So
what are we talking about? Joe gets all kinds of looks. Mm.
Well, I mean,
especially during this time of the year.
Yeah. Well, why?
Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh.
I make a great Santa Claus.
I know you do.
I know.
Anyways. Anyway, that was...
Yikes.
Oh, jeez. All right. So, Scout, work harder in power sport industry. What else? What else can you tell us? Do you like to ride women more? Do you like to ride with men more? Do you like to ride with anybody that just wants to ride? Do you even distinguish the difference?
Yeah, I'll with anybody who wants to, it doesn't matter to me. Okay.
Do you follow like Litas or any of those babes ride out groups or anything like that?
I think I follow a couple of them on Facebook, but I've never actually ridden with any of them. I just kind of like to stay by myself, you know.
You're an introvert, aren't you?
In my own lane.
Yep. Do you do any IMRG stuff?
I used to when I had a bike, but I feel kind of weird rolling up in the Mini Cooper.
You shouldn't. Most of those guys—that's how they all come up to the meetings anyway. So, you shouldn't.
I don't know. Probably when I get another bike, I might. I'll probably get more into that kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Okay.
You just waiting for the divorce go final to get the next bike or something?
Yeah, I just don't want to make any rash decisions on anything. Just want to, you know, see how that goes, and you know, so.
Do you miss it?
Being married? No.
No, bikes.
I'm just kidding. I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I sold my Bobber, the dude actually met me here, and he was riding it away into the sunset, and I was like, why am I doing this?
I understand. That sucks. Well, what would your next bike be?
Bobber 20.
Bobber 20. Thank you for remembering.
Thanks for paying attention.
Oh, my God. You were listening to me?
Yeah. You said a Bobber 20. That's what you said.
What the hell are you talking about?
You had a Bobber 20.
No, she had a regular Bobber. Her next one wants to be a Bobber 20 because she likes
the style. I see where this thing becomes a problem for you when you're trying to talk to customers. I can see that. I was right here beside you, and I didn't even hear what you were saying.
Just, I have a hoodie on, too, so you can, no excuses.
Take foot out of mouth, man.
I don't even know. Like, okay,
are you distracted?
But no, I just didn't hear it. I guess I don't. I want the
Bobber 20 because the Bobber that I bought, the guy traded that in for I don't know if it was a Chief or a Chieftain, but it already had the Mini Apes on it. It had the Vance and Hines grenade pipes, so it was already like good to go. So
the grenades are not actually supposed to go on the Bobber. You know that, right?
I didn't, but it went together great. So
why are they not
it
supposed
sounded
to go on
real nice?
It's the placement of the dipstick.
So we
Wait,
have
what's
a set of grenades.
What's a dipstick?
Don't you give me that shit. Don't freaking.
I tried to get it that time.
No.
You're talking about some headlight fluid?
Wait, what?
What? Yeah, no.
Headlight fluid. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what they sold me in parts.
I do my best down there to not distinguish and make any stereotypes, honestly. When I talk to a couple, I try not to assume that's only the man going to ride. As I like to say, who actually ride? Who's looking for the bike? And
well, the woman's usually in charge of the money, so you just want to always talk to her.
Yeah.
And the house, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
You gotta.
No.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
No.
She decides everything.
Anyways. I try not to. Yes, I definitely sell. I find it easier to sell product to the woman than do to the man.
Really?
Yeah.
There's actually a science behind that too that I just did a giant report on. It's called a pink tax.
The pink tax.
Mm-hmm. The pink tax.
Yeah. All right, let's hear a little bit about that.
All right.
Not specifically for motorcycle parts, but it is women are more likely to purchase extra products and stuff that they don't need over their lifetime. It's like per year, women are more likely to spend, I think it's around like $3,500 just on products that are marketed to them.
That makes
okay,
sense.
Okay, so I don't market it, and I think that they'll definitely use it as a motorcycle rider.
Maybe you should try marketing it to them a little bit more.
No. What I'm saying is that, like, warranties, the Baker Pit Pass, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. I find that women are more likely to say yes right away.
Well, women are, you know, we're planners. We plan for...
the worst.
We plan for shit to happen, so and we don't want to have to worry about it later because we're already worrying about literally everything else.
Okay. So with that being said, if they know that they can pay for this stuff now mm-hmm. and that when they take the bike or their husband takes the bike or whoever takes the bike to us to fix it, it's like, just fix it. Make it run. Make it go better. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to pay for it again.
Yeah, definitely.
I find that more.
Absolutely.
As an easier sell.
We don't like to be inconvenienced.
No.
Like, at all. So if we can just take care of all this stuff now, let's go ahead and do it.
See, so that's what I'm saying, that they buy the product value. Yeah, now when it comes to parts.
I think they do, though. I mean, for parts, like, they want to make sure their husband gets everything they want. Like, they're like, yes.
It's just easier to just pay for it now.
And with parts, I mean, if you're letting your husband, you know, get it, that's like more leverage for you later to, you know.
Get what you want.
Exactly.
I've seen that one. It's like, hey, you know. He gets this now. I'm going to get this nice little handbag. I'm going to get what I want over here.
Yeah, exactly. I let you get all that stuff for your motorcycle. So.
Exactly. Thank you for letting me. You know, it's like.
Do I get to pick out a helmet? Oh, I don't want a plain black one. I want this one.
You know who actually bought our anti-venom?
Who?
It was a woman.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was kind of shocked.
It's a badass looking helmet.
I was kind of shocked, though. I was like, and she was the one that actually, they bought the Sportster. Couple episodes ago, that was hung up on as soon as they said they bought it from us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's, okay. But anyways, if you listen to our podcast, you would know what we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe I'll look into that.
Now that we're speaking of factual things. And
one thing I do wish Indian would do is come out with more women apparel. I don't know if we just don't sell it here at Baker American, but I mean, if they were like boots and, you know, more, I mean, we have like a tiny women's section and it doesn't really cater to.
What I hate about the women's apparel and across a lot of brands when they market it to them is it's always bedazzled.
Yeah, that's, and that's kind of annoying.
I just like regular cut shirt.
Do you think they're trying to, like, do something? I know that Harley's clothes are, like...
they're bedazzled.
I mean, like, they got a bejeweler out, and they just did the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like,
you're talking about the men's or the women's, because I see both.
Oh, my God. so I don't know if, like, they're trying to do that, but... I mean, even a lot of the Indian stuff we have now, I mean, like, it's semi-sparkly, but it's not, like, overkill like that.
I think it's gotten better.
Is that a woman's, is that a woman's shirt right there?
There it is. It's glistening.
It's glistening.
In the track light, yeah.
In the track light, yep. It's glistening.
Well, I've seen some of, like, the flannels and stuff they got for women. Like, I'll pick it up and I'll be like, oh, this looks nuts. Oh.
Yeah.
And it's a woman, so you have to put it back down, which is very disappointing.
I think it's hard because... guy's shape of the body is pretty similar. You know what I'm saying? Just give me a boxy cut t-shirt.
Why did everyone look at me when he said that?
No one looked at you. But I'm just saying, with a woman's body, it's a lot harder to get appropriate. Like, I know that some of their flannels are, like, way too small compared to their t-shirts. Like, a woman's small is... my wife wears, like, normally a small, like, t-shirt. Mm-hmm. But she has to wear, like, an extra large freaking flannel in India.
Yeah,
and it's like, hold on, this doesn't make any sense. I would never have guessed that. To actually buy an extra large.
Sure, it ain't a kid's or something?
No, it's women's. Oh. They just brought kids' gear on.
Yeah.
Even then, it's still kind of, they haven't really marketed it. Yeah. I don't know. But I just think it's the lack of, either you just have to have so many different styles and stuff like that. And I think women riders is still a new thing in the sense of, not new, but it's always been happening. It's just one of those more socially acceptable.
Yeah, it's not as prominent.
Okay, I mean, my wife just got a book for our son where it was actually about 1973 or something like that, where a woman, like, just jumped on her bike and rode across the world.
Like, that's pretty badass.
She rode all through, like, Europe, flew the bike over to Canada.
I was going
to
say, how'd she get there?
She flew the bike.
It was a big jump. We were talking about it.
Yeah, on her motorbike?
On her motorbike? Yeah. I'm never going to live this one down. It was one, slip.
Motorbike.
Motorbike.
Yeah, whatever. That's weird.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyways, she rode her motorbike, okay, and then she rode through Canada, the U.S., and then she rode through Alaska and then jumped across again.
Where's she from?
She jumped
She's from
again.
France.
Oh, that is gnarly. That's badass.
Yeah. The artwork in the book is actually beautiful. It's like really nice bike. It was a really good story. So
what was the name of the book?
It was, what was it? I hate you so much right now. I knew you were going
to
ask me that.
Let me guess. It's hard to remember what women say.
No. It's just hard for me to remember a lot of things. I mean, it's probably dropped in my head way too much. So let me just go here and let me see if I can figure this out.
Oh, no.
It's not important.
No. You put me on the spot. Oh, here it is. See, there. It's a girl on a motorcycle.
Wow, you couldn't remember that name, though. Holy
crap. I was expecting something more.
You probably could have made that up.
You could have said.
If I would have made that up, you would have been like, yeah, sure, happy.
It's called Motorcycle Girl.
It's Girl on Motorcycle, okay? But it's
Did
like,
Jess read it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are there a lot of pictures?
Is there a lot of? That's the only way I think I'd get happy to read it. It was probably if it had a lot of pictures.
It's a kid's book, so yes, there was pictures, wise asses. Okay.
I just picture you like with your... Yeah. Like, just under every word. Like,
yeah, it's just,
like, was it right before bed?
She wrote.
Hold on. I'm supposed to be making fun of Joe. Like,
why?
Why?
Yeah, why are you making fun of me?
I didn't realize this was a roast about Joe.
It's always a roast about Joe. It always is. So it's nice when it gets turned
Cam
on.
Cam hasn't called yet.
Yeah. No. Kim! Kim calls. Do you know the Kim joke?
She calls a lot.
That's pretty much what everyone thinks.
She's called literally before, during, around, like, the very first episode.
Her whole family, really.
Yeah, it's the whole family. But
is this live? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we put it on the board.
Okay, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anyone calls, we put it on. It's apparently, it's like this thing we do.
And it's always Joe's got the phone. Like, no one's called me.
One's called me the entire time.
Maybe it's just because y'all aren't important people. I don't know what to say. Okay.
Do you ever put your phone on, like, Do Not Disturb?
It is.
No.
Well, does it still ring if it's on Do Not Disturb?
No.
Oh, no, then no. Carson will yell. He'll scream.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he'll scream. If he can't get a hold of me, he'll start screaming.
I mean, Carson's been on the show through the phone. Yeah. I mean, yeah,
mine's always on Do Not Disturb, like, after 9 o'clock or if I'm driving. So.
Really?
That's very responsible of you.
I have that feature.
Wait, so you never have your phone on Do Not Disturb, but whenever I call you or text you with an issue, you don't pick up or leave me on red?
So I will.
Typical man.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't know. I'll do better. I don't know. That's all.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I'll try. Oh. I'll try.
That's a typical man response right there.
I'll do better. I'll be a better person.
You will?
Yeah.
Good.
Dude, I will call Joe. He'll send me to voicemail, and then Alan will call him, and he'll immediately pick it up.
Hey, how mad does that make you?
Hey, what's up, man?
How mad does that make you?
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
That's a typical woman response right there.
Oh.
Do you have anything else on this episode that you want to talk about that you think is relevant knowledge?
Nope. We're good.
Yeah.
Thanks for not picking it up. Thanks for just like, you know, we're going to cut this off.
No. I just encourage women writers to get into it. It's super fun. And definitely get a scalp.
Oh, yeah, scalp.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kate. What was that for?
I don't know. Trying to bring some excitement back up.
Thanks, Kate, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
Appreciate it. Hold on. You don't get to take them off yet.
There's cues and everything.
She is ready to go.
She is raring. Okay. Thanks for being on 1 Down 5 Up. I'm happy.
And I'm Kyle.
All right. I'm Joe. See you later. Bye.
All right. See you guys later.